The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. This program explores the issues and people making news regionally and nationally on AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up on this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers, Harmeet K. Dillon. California's RNC National Committeewoman will join us. She'll discuss the Trump impeachment inquiry and comment on the actions by Democrats. And John Eastman, the Henry Salvatore Professor of Law and Community Service, Daley Fowler School of Law at Chapman University, will join us. He says the president is not covered by the whistleblower laws and that if he were, it would be unconstitutional. Aaron Cruz, a political commentator and activist, joins us. We'll discuss the effort underway to collect signatures to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. But first, we continue our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. Andy Bales, CEO, Union Rescue Mission, with us. Andy, thank you so much for joining us each week.
Thank you, Larry.
Well, let's update the story. Last week, you told us there was going to be a delegation coming from the White House out to California to tour Skid Row. Dr. Ben Carson from HUD on scene, on site. I have a little bit of a sound clip. You'll have to kind of set it up for us where this was. It's kind of like a table, and he's sitting there, and I think it was South Los Angeles where he held his conference.
Right on Skid Row.
Yeah. And this is... You can hear just a piece of the phrase you always talk about how immediate tent structures, let's get them off the street. This is what you're talking about in this one little sound clip, and he seems to acknowledge that. Let's just take a listen. It's about 20 seconds.
Yeah, and that is the most affordable way we're going to get people quickly off the street and triage.
That's a lot cheaper than leaving them on the street.
Yeah.
He says it's a lot better than leaving them on the street.
Yes, right there. Absolutely.
So he acknowledged it. He talked a bit about that. He goes on in another clip they have to hear his theory about dealing with the problem and some of the things that need to be done. Let's take a listen to that.
My preference, obviously, is to work with the city, to work with the state. But what we're concerned about are the conditions. And these are conditions that are not healthy and can foster an epidemic if we're not careful.
This, again, echoing the line that you've been talking about, that these streets are dangerous. There's typhus, your incident with losing your leg because of the E. coli on the streets from the fecal material, right?
Yeah, typhoid fever at the local police station, hepatitis A, certain type of tuberculosis found only in the world on Skid Row. Could go on and on. It already is at a level that we should not allow in our city.
But he was talking your talk. He was not talking the other theories out there about building the $575,000 granite countertop units.
No, and yet the media continued on that path that will never get us there to end homelessness. Activists put together a battle plan towards the president that I refused to sign on. And said, leave my name, leave Union Rescue Mission's name off of it. Some activists even kind of in their minds knew what Ben Carson was planning, and they called them the Andy Bales internment camps. And I helped get a gang injunction against the 300 top gang leaders, drug dealers on Skid Row, and 80 of them lived on my block. There's 400 gang members on my block, and she did me no favor by posting my personal address and salary and... You know, not an accurate salary, but the value of my house. It was kind of a fun but challenging week.
It was. Don't think you expected that. Didn't expect this. This is a little clip off Fox News. It's about 15 seconds. Maybe hard to understand, but essentially this is up in San Francisco because they went up and toured there. But some activists and homeless got into a chant against Dr. Carson and President Trump,
wow,
suggesting that they're the ones who've caused the homelessness.
John Carson, you're to blame. Making people homeless is your game. Dr. Carson, it's no lie. You're the
you're, I mean, essentially saying, you know, Trump, Carson, it's your game.
Right.
You know, that's why we're homeless.
Causing homelessness is your game.
Is your game.
Right.
Yeah. Where does that come from? I have not heard in the mix in the president's literally short time in office, and this problem has grown well before that to this point. Where is the mix coming in?
I think he's reduced some funding in certain areas, but certainly, you know, those recent changes are not the cause of decades of homelessness that's been building and exploding exponentially on California's streets. It's kind of like blaming President Reagan for all the mentally ill folks that are on the streets. And I know he made changes, but how long has he been gone, right? How many generations ago was that? And why haven't we solved it since? Certainly we are responsible to solve the situation, not blaming President Reagan or anybody else.
There was also a lot of offense taken when Trump made reference to the EPA and needles and feces possibly washing into the bay. Some of the news media wanted to call that just a factual error. Others didn't want to talk about it because it may actually be happening. But whatever they did, they wanted to make it look like how rude of the president to bring that up.
How rude to speak the truth, right? Because we're doing the same in Los Angeles. We are dumping human waste, urine, everything into our storm sewers, and they are going to our ocean. We know the San Gabriel River is badly polluted by leaving people on the streets. And all of this, I want to remind people, all of this is because we are leaving people on the streets. We are giving people no options. And let's not blame the victims, the people who are suffering on the streets. Let's blame those of us who are not preparing places for them to go in order to make it safe, not only for the unhoused, which I'm the most concerned about, right? Our housed folks should be able to go out of their houses and feel safe at night. And our housed folks should feel like they won't catch a disease or be attacked by coming out of their houses. Somebody better become concerned about
exactly.
Our housed folks.
Yeah. So for a second, I don't know if you were downtown this weekend, but I was downtown this weekend and saw this huge festival taking place on our streets. It's exciting to see the life of the city come alive as the number of people who are downtown dwellers grows. But at the same time, on the margins, you see people pushing shopping carts, carrying what looks like a yoga mat, which isn't, it's their bed, on the same streets. People zipping around on these scooters and
yeah.
the skateboards now that are powered. Very exciting to see that. You see youth and energy and employment here. But you have two cities amongst themselves. You have this population of long-term unemployed, homeless, and you have these upwardly mobile professionals. How does that coexist? How could you have that in your city and function?
It won't exist much longer. And I don't know if you noticed, but a friend of mine, Hal Bastian, he's known as Mr. Downtown.
I know Hal well.
He announced that he is filing a federal lawsuit against our city and our county because he wants the renaissance of Los Angeles to continue, and it won't continue under these circumstances. And he announced his running for city council. So
good for him.
It takes
good
bold, courageous people,
yeah.
And they sometimes suffer, but we've got to do something. I mean, we cannot continue status quo,
yeah.
or we are going to lose our city.
I have met Hal several times, and always inspirational, talking up Los Angeles. He has been instrumental in bringing some of the deals together, getting people interested. We've seen all the cranes go up, all the building take place. That doesn't just happen. People have, like him, have been lobbying this area, saying, hey, L.A. is open for business. You can do your towers here. You aren't going to get the opposition. And if you go down near Staples, you see a lot of big, tall, beautiful new condo towers that have gone in.
Yeah.
But still, people pushing their shopping carts in front.
Well, he said the renaissance is not impervious to the current situation or unstoppable, something like that, that he fears that leaving people on the streets to suffer will cause all of us to be in immediate danger, and we have to do something to address. And we're not going to address it gradually over 10 years by building 5,300 very expensive units. And I was glad to see today that the mayor's first bridge shelter, which is much like our sprung structure, has had success in the first year, getting 92 people off the streets. It doubled it, you know, capacity, which was the plan to get people off the streets. And just think what would happen if we put 29 of those up, or even if we put 88 of those up and could get 17,000 people off the streets this year. So that's what I asked Ben for, right? Secretary of HUD.
First name basis there, Ben.
He's listened to you. I said, please come here and get behind the mayor's plan for bridge housing, and let's do everything we can to immediately get people off the streets. Now, they're talking about the FAA building in Hawthorne, five-story, thousands of square feet available, turning it over to a local nonprofit to address homelessness.
I heard that story, and then TV was quick to put up somebody opposed. You know, why are they moving people out of downtown? What right have they to do? These folks have right. Who are they defending here to stay in this dirty, filthy, dangerous condition when we could have housing for them? But yet, you heard it too, right?
I heard it too. But then when I went out on the streets, I had several people on the streets come up to me and say, I'm so thankful somebody's finally listening. And there's
Who are these people who've made it their mission to lock these impoverished people there? I think last week I said to you, show me the money. I mean, there's somebody who must be funding this effort because they, with these billions of dollars that are being spent, they're lining up at the trough, taking that money. They don't really want to solve the problem.
It's more of a dogmatic philosophy of the way they think things should go. And if it doesn't go their way, they're not being concerned with the 44,000 people suffering on the streets. They're more concerned about their dogmatic philosophy.
Are you okay? Are you going to survive this? I mean, you're talking about dropping alliances with many of the organizations downtown.
I'm okay. I'm always okay if we're doing the right thing.
Let's share information on the mission. I want to take a minute today to talk about the mission. We have just a little time here.
Union Rescue Mission is the oldest rescue mission in Los Angeles, the only rescue mission that welcomes single men, single women, moms with kids, dads with kids, two-parent families with kids. We're the largest rescue mission in the country. Our website is urm.org. We never turn away a family who comes to our door. We never turn away a woman who comes to our door. How could we with the dangers on the streets? How can our city leave women and children on our streets, as well as we really never turn away a man? And we continue to step up to the need. Over the weekend, I had several ladies and kids reach out to me on Facebook. From my couch, I have an infection in my leg, and so I spent the weekend on the couch, but I was still bringing moms and kids to the mission throughout the weekend from Facebook.
Again, urm.org.
urm.org is our website, and any gift is not too large or too small. We'll take anything we can get. We're completely privately funded so that we can continue to be faith-based, and we appreciate your support.
Andy Bales, thank you. At the heart of the homeless crisis. Appreciate it.
AM 870, The Answer. 3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.